Sundays, 5 to 7 p.m.
Now it's time for a breakdown.
Breakdown! Hello there, I am Pictish Trail.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph.
Hi, this is Sam Genders from Tongue.
Hi, this is Hazel Wild from Lanterns on the Lake.
Hello, this is Dan Mangan.
And you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Let's fall in love with The Breakdown.
Welcome to The Breakdown, the first
in December, the first winter breakdown. And I've got John.
Hello.
Across from me. Hello, John.
I'm being Steve again.
You are being Steve again. Sky Ferreira there.
Yes.
And you reminded me, 11 years since
11
her
years since
only
her first album. A new album, Machismo, has been delayed four times. But it's meant to be out next year at some unspecified date.
That song probably won't be on it because it is her contribution to the Baby Girl soundtrack, the new film starring Nicole Kidman, Harris Dickinson, Antonio Banderas, called Leash. I think Baby Girl's out on 1st of January.
Sometime in January. Couldn't tell you what date exactly. It might well be.
No, it's the 8th. It's the 8th. Nosferatu, 1st. Baby Girl, the 8th. Yeah, there's a double.
There's
date.
A lot out in January. The Bob Dylan film's out in January.
Oh, yes,
as well.
It that is. It is. Big breakdown this week. Doesn't matter the fact that it's getting towards the end of the year. The good music keeps on coming, and we could easily go for 4 hours today. We won't. We're going to cut down on the chat. We've got album of the week. Oh, maybe. Album of the week by Lauren Mabry.
Yes.
Mabry.
Yeah.
It is, isn't it? Yes. Not many other albums out. There is White Denim. There is TV Girl as well, but plenty of singles. And John, you are going to choose the first one after Sky Ferreira.
Am I? What did we land on anything?
Oh, did we say maybe one that we both brought together?
We did.
We could. All right. I'm looking at those first two. I'm looking at Girl Puppy.
Yeah, we did bring that in, both of us.
Should we go for that?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
do you want to hear about this?
Go on. Yeah.
Yeah, I have facts. I always bring facts with me. Project of Becca Harvey, influenced by Liz Phair, My Bloody Valentine, and Always. This has been produced by Alex Farrar, who we last heard producing the MJ Lenderman album earlier this year. First release on the Captured Tracks label, and it's about a friendship breaking up.
I take you like a champ. I just wanna be. are listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live. I've been walking around the city trying to clean myself for you.
Selection there from one of last week's albums of the week, the wonderful Total Tommy with a track called Amsterdam. It was the single which came out in the week running up to the release last time. She is currently only touring in Australia, but she lives in Australia, so that's fair enough.
That's expected, I guess.
Yeah. Tonight is playing Melbourne. The Totes upstairs. So that will already have happened.
She'll have already played it by
that,
now.
That would have happened a long time ago. She's closer to her date in 6 days' time now than
that's
we are.
That's true. Mm. She's in the future.
Before it was Girl Puppy.
It was.
With a track called, remind me what it was called, John?
Champ.
Champ. Yes, that's what you are.
Hey.
That brings us up to date now, and it is time to go to this week's album of the week. And you know what? I'm enjoying the free track albums of the week.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah, I'm getting back into it. And there wasn't much choice this week, but the Lauren Mabry album, I was not expecting to enjoy it as much as I did. And I think the singles that were released within the context of the album just bring a whole cohesiveness to the record. And I think there is a real journey to it. So,
and the singles have been out for a while as well.
Well, there was one out around this time last year.
Yeah.
So the first one, I think it was called Shame. And then there's been three more early this year. So it's had a big run-up. But there's plenty of other tracks on there, as we are going to prove this afternoon. So you're going to hear three tracks from Vicious Creature, the follow-up. No.
Debut. Oh,
it's a debut record by Lauren Mabry. Church is still an ongoing concern?
We believe so.
I believe so, yeah.
She says on her Instagram that there are many chapters of the church's story still to be written.
Good.
So make of that what you will.
Hmm. Here's Punch Drunk for you.
Seems I've been weakened at the knees, to fall in love is a disease. I've been feeling quite unwell. A skull that's full of dreams, I've stitched you in between my seams. It's been perfect, it's been hell. Punch drunk. Punch drunk. I'm not this crazy, I swear to God. Oh, heaven knows I'm really not. Tied you up just for a joke.
sick and I hope it never ends. Kiss me sweet, drive me right around the bend. I'm washed up, baby, I hope it never ends. Kiss me quick, catch your breath and go again. I'm washed up, baby, I hope it never ends. Kiss me quick, drive me right around the bend. I'm washed up, baby, I hope it never ends. Kiss me quick, catch your breath and go again. Seems I've been weakened at the knees. To fall in love is a disease. I've been feeling quite unwell.
Hi, this is Catherine Joseph, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Sound of white denim there. And a dog.
And a dog, yes.
Is a dog a part of white denim?
Might be the new band member.
Could be. From
it's
their
rough if it is.
Rough. From their 12th album released in the 12th month with 12 songs entitled
12.
It's called 12. Out yesterday and disproving the fact that there are no the opinion that there are no albums released in December. You just heard Your Future Is God. And before that was Lauren Maybury from her record something.
Vicious Creature.
You heard Punch Drunk. No new artists yet today. Let's sort that out. Let's
double it up.
Okay, what have you got?
I have Rabel, who are a duo from Brooklyn, who in their own words, write songs every day and make videos. Oh. And despite it being called Little Acts of Violence, it's kind of a Christmas song. It mentions Christmas in the first line. They've released a few singles over the last couple of years, but this, as we say, is their debut play on The Breakdown.
Thank you. cried and said, how did we miss this? How'd we miss this? Now she's sleeping on the backboard, baby. Her older sister says she can't contain him. She only does it cause her father did. I pray to God that you forget this. You'll forget this. Got me singing a fool. And you're coming up short. And you never know why. Come on, pretty baby. Give it one more try. And you're coming up short. And you never know why. Get along, baby, I love that you can. And you're coming up short, and you never know why. I'm in a theater, your voice is coming through the speakers. I always knew you were a singer. I never thought to ask you nicely, do you like me? Do you and when I talk back, baby, all up inside of him, the rage can't save me. I always knew you were a violent kid. It's such a shame he's such a young man. They would say it's such a shame he's such a young man. It's such a shame he's such a young man. It's such a shame he's such a young man.
The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2.
The world, according to your mom, doing the washing. Capitalism. Your mom does the washing. You pay her a dollar. You get her to do your mate's washing. Your mate pays you $50. Communism. Your mom does the washing. You do the washing. Every night you salute a picture of your dad. Socialism. Your mom does the washing. You do the cooking. Everybody is happy in theory. Feudalism. Your mom does the washing and pays you tax. Colonialism. You barge into your mom's room, claim you discovered your mom's room, dump all your dirty clothes on the floor. Fascism. Your mom does the washing, and you are obsessed with her nose. Liberalism. You watch your mom do the washing and you feel really, really bad. Something must be done, you say. Something may or may not get done. Libertarianism. Your mom does the washing. You believe you did the washing. Religion. Your mom does the washing. You thank God. Atheism. Your mom does the washing. You make a 12-part YouTube video demanding peer-reviewed evidence that she did, in fact, do the washing. Zionism. You shoved your mom into the washing machine and the spinning made her dizzy and that dizziness made her vomit and you point to that vomit and call it anti-Semitism. Americanism. Your mom does the washing. It's in the Constitution. End of discussion. Mansplaining. Your mom does the washing. You tell her how best to do the washing. You have never done the washing. Same-sex marriage. Your moms do the washing. Patriarchy. Your mom doesn't exist. The washing is mysteriously done. Turfism. Your mom doesn't want your other mom doing the washing because of, like, genitals and stuff. Polling. There's a 70% chance you will do the washing on Saturday night. Come Sunday morning, it was 100% done by your mom. Africanism. You go to Benny's house. Benny's mom does the washing. You ask your mom why she doesn't do the washing. You do not survive the night. Feminism. Your mom insists you grow up and do your own washing. white feminism. Your mom hired a woman of color to do the washing. Male feminism. That one time I did the washing, I told everybody I did the washing. I blogged about it, bragged about it, took a selfie, Insta story, went on TV, won an Oscar, went on Fortnite, did a dance. I am an ally. Hashtag me too. Egalitarianism. That one time you did the washing is proof. It's all equal. No one needs feminism anymore. Hip hop. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. When I bring the basket, mama puts the washing in. Narcissism. You look good in the clothes your mom washed. Surrealism. The washing does your mom.
That is superb.
I thought it had been out for longer than it is. That version, I think that, the song Mom Does the Washing is by Joshua Idehan, who is a British-born Nigerian who lives in Sweden. It's been around for a while. I think there was a video from last year, but that is part of an EP, the Mom Does the Washing EP, which came out only a month ago. I heard it this morning. I think one of our competitors, Giles Peterson, was playing it.
Oh, and it just always gets before us, doesn't he? Giles.
It sounded brilliant. So we've got our first two new artists under our belt today. And that feels better before 3:30.
Would you like another three in under 7 minutes?
Would I?
That's what I've got for you.
Treble seven time.
I have a treble seven consisting entirely of brand new artists. And the first one we're going to have is by a bedroom pop artist called Reese. Now, it's pronounced Reese, but it's spelled R-E, number 6-C-E.
Of course
it is. These Gen Zers. A bedroom pop artist from Liverpool, still aged only 19, and released a 7-track EP called I Bleach Yesterday. And this is a track from that EP called So Wrong, brackets, So Right. And it will be followed by two more
fresh lads.
Very, very short songs.
So cold, frostbite. No, we sat there all night. Hell of a night. And I know it's so wrong, but it feels so right. But I know it's really when I look in your eyes. It's true, so hard. I can feel it on my mind. I was so late with the moon so right. Now I know it's been a minute since I've been so right. If you really need me, I'm a Motorola. And I know it's so wrong, but it feels so right.
Just take me, then you leave me, girl. You've always been this way. You can save your same old stories, 'cause you care more for cloud and games. You just take things, then you leave them, girl. You've always been this way. You can save and draw your sorry. 'Cause every year he finds a way. He just takes me, then he leaves me, girl. And same old stories. There's not a corner for his name. I think it turns him on to get told off. I hope this clears the space and you can save and draw your sorry.
Breakdown, treble seven.
Are you an artist? Are you an engineer? Does the world feel straight? Or did things get weird? Anything at all? Anything at all you need? Do you live your life in the center of a crowd? Do you stand off to the side just to watch how things play out? Anything at all, anything at all you need? Doesn't it feel easier to walk on your own feet? Pass out on the faders and sing yourself to sleep. When you lose your faith at the state of things, when your heart gets turned by the focus ring. Anything at all, anything at all you need. It's a counterweight, it's a souvenir for the work that lies ahead, the inner voice that no one hears. Anything at all, anything at all, anything at all, anything at all you need.
That was my treble seven.
It could have been a treble six.
It could have been, actually. Denison Whitner was the track you just heard, and that was featuring a certain Mr. Sufjan Stevens. And that was a breakdown debut for Denison. He's a singer-songwriter from Pennsylvania. He's actually been recording for nearly 30 years. Released his first album on cassette tape in 1995.
Wow.
That's one for the parents there. he's had a long association with Sufjan, who's produced that song and the forthcoming album Anything At All, which is out on February the 14th. In fact, I just realized that was a song that has the album title in the lyrics.
We like so it. There we have go. You got a suggestion for what we call that feature? I think it needs to have
need to have a name, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I will have a thing.
Okay.
Before that you heard Sarah Meth, who is a London-based songwriter, producer and vocalist. Been releasing music for a few years now. She released a three-track EP called NYILY. And it was called Someday We'll Meet on Brooklyn Bridge. And then in brackets, Until Then, Bitch, WTF. And then before that, it was Reese with So Wrong, So Right.
Oh, two brackets in there.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Treble seven parenthesis.
I'm going to play a song now which is longer than your treble seven on its own. It is the latest release by Blank Mass, one half of Duck Buttons. Duck Buttons haven't had anything out for a long time now.
I forgot about Duck Buttons.
But Duck Buttons. Bloodhound was the first part of the new 12-inch released by, is it John? from Doug Buttons, this one. I think it is. But it was joined yesterday by you. Bloodhound is very angry, and you is as close as Blank Mass have come to a love song. fading out there. After putting in a 6-minute shift, that's Blank Mass with You, part of a 12-inch release which came out officially yesterday, limited to 500 copies. We've got a new feature now, John.
We have.
We've got a new feature.
You just stumbled upon it.
Yes, it may have a different title going forward, but I'm going to say for now, this is a new double called Not a Cover.
Not a Cover, yeah.
Not a Cover. And the first two recipients of this, first two participants in this, are songs called Erotica and Here Comes Your Man.
But not related to Madonna nor the Pixies.
Neither of them are a cover. Yeah. They are not a cover.
Even though it sounds like they should be.
That's where the name came from.
I think I like it.
Okay.
I think this could be the sensation of 2025.
Actually, Come Go 8 yesterday just got taken to introducing their song Karma Police as their Radiohead cover. They were brilliant. Brilliant at Delicious Clam, but it sold out ages ago, and yet there were at least space for 30 more people really? There. I just think people just didn't turn up.
Yeah.
Just didn't turn up.
Maybe they don't like the look of the weather.
Maybe. Anyway, I digressed a little bit. Maya Folick first.
First in Not a Cover is Maya Folick, who announced her forthcoming album, Erotica Veronica, this week, which will be out on the 20th of February. It will feature guest names like Meg Duffy from Hand Habits and Sam Kayas, who's played you of Youth Lagoon, and Angel Olsen. And this is a kind of title track, I guess. It's called Erotica.
This is Sam Genders from Tongue, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
I should start. Looking at my hands, but I can't. all dressed to the nines, but I can't stand to see him here. Not tonight, of all nights.
So, not a cover.
Not a cover.
Not a cover. My Wonderful Boyfriend, their second single, Here Comes Your Man, which is out now, and a follow-up to, was it, My New Shirt? Yes, in August, which I think we missed. And before that, not a cover.
It was Maya Follick with Erotica, not the Madonna song.
Not the Madonna song. Let's now do something. What were you thinking? Because I've got a real short Laura Mabry's track.
Yeah.
Should I do that?
Yeah.
You have to get that in now?
Yeah.
Okay. From Vicious Creature, free track album of the week this week, this is Sorry Etc.
Listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Laura Mabry first, with something from her album Vicious Creature. She's touring that next year. And then that was Fax, wasn't it?
It was their debut play on the Breakdown for them. They're a Chicago punk band. Actually been around since 2017. Their latest album, Wish Defense, is out on February the 7th and is one of the final credits for Steve Albini, who died earlier this year.
Happy to have played that then. One more track before 4 o'clock, and you're going to choose one from your list of 52 artists never played on the Breakdown before.
I am, yes.
Dutch Interior, what do we know? Very quickly.
Dutch Interior are a band from, let me see, from LA. They receiving their second play on the Breakdown with a song about holding on to your sense of self as the world descends into madness at a nauseating pace, which I think is something we can all identify with at the moment. Follow up to E-Sig, which we played back in June. And no word of an album yet, but I'm sure it will be out soon.
Crosses flipped over.